One of our cats didn't come home. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. One of our cats didn't come home. One of our cats didn't come home. One of our cats didn't come home. And so, now, days later, we're having a discussion about one of our cats that didn't come home. We're saying, one of our cats didn't come home. And as we're saying, one of our cats didn't come home, we're saying, our cat doesn't exist anymore. We're saying, that's the way he was. As though he's dead. That's the way he acted, as though he dead. He were dead, you know. And is that the way he acts? We don't talk about a person who is alive as though they're dead, unless they're dead, you know. So we say, well, I like me, or like me is. I'm totally wrong in calling it I like me, because it's not really I like me, it's like me. And I like me is the only way I can think of like me. And like me has the name I like me, and that's the name that I like me always has, because I like me always is. And somewhere I like me is out playing and didn't come home. Found the outside more interesting than the inside. But we say that about things that... we do. Now, Ellen was talking about playing cards when she was a young lady in her home, and they would have a Sunday or two card game, and it would be Lippenspiel. And it was a nice game of cards of Lippenspiel, and her husband, Elias, was a very top quality mathematician and businessman and so forth, and Elias used his memory in a very positive, dynamic way, and he always won the card game. And Ellen said, yes, he was a mathematician. Yes, he was this. Yes, he was that. And Ellen wants to kill her husband off. And just because he's no longer with us, as far as his body and stuff, she wants to kill him off. And you can't do that, because life is immortal. Now, we humans kill ourselves off, and we birth ourselves, we do these things, and we're always wanting to rebirth, you know. I don't know what was wrong with the first birth, but we always want to rebirth. Now, Ellen, please don't answer me. This is a rhetorical question, and the questions I usually ask during my lectures are rhetorical questions, which do not call for an answer by anybody. And if anybody answers them, don't expect that I'm going to recognize it. Now, Ellen, is your husband dead or alive? Ellen, is Elias a living fact? Is Elias a living man, a living being? Is Elias an immortal being? Is Elias a super-duper guy? Well, was Elias a super-duper guy? Was Elias living? Was Elias this? Was it? Whenever you start saying was, you're saying he's dead. Now you say, well, my goodness, I say Sylvia. Was that the way you really want to say that? Well, what you're saying to her is, Sylvia, that was a dead way that you said it, when you say was. Now, if you say, Sylvia, you said that very beautifully, or Sylvia, you said that in a different way. Now, what are you going to do? See, you've got to watch these words, because it's not that the words are so terrible in themselves. It's the impression we give it to them. Alias is dead as a doornail. He's gone. He's kaput. He's out. Well, every time Ellen thinks about him, he's alive. Mm-hmm. Now, every time Ellen thinks about him, he's a super-duper guy. Every time Ellen thinks about her husband, who no longer living with her, you should be living where he is. Ha, ha, ha. But Ellen is he is no longer living where Ellen is living. And so Ellen rebirths him every once in a while. She says, oh yeah, Elias is a wonderful guy. Elias is, see, and the minute she starts being is, she reborn him. Now, is that little child nice? Well, the child died. Was that little child nice? See, instantly, was the little child nice? You know, yes. Well, why do we have to kill him? Why don't we let the child live in immortality, as we all live in immortality? They have a program out now. It costs $70 to get the program. And It's by some Dr. Sears, in fact, is what the guy's name is. And he has been doing some research, and he has found some people who have caused the ends of their DNA to grow mentally and give you almost immortal life, eternal life. And the more you work on it, the more it works. And several people that they have seen it practiced on turn from gray hair to dark hair and body to youthful 25-year-old sort of stuff. Now, it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And from what I can observe, it is just something you do with your mind. It's a lie. It's an absolute 100% totally obnoxious lie that you can make yourself younger. That's just another one of these stupid things that they want to sell you pills on and sell you this on and sell you that on. Well, maybe it isn't. Mm-hmm. Now, if it is a mental thing, quite likely it works. If it's a mental thing, it's a changing your mental attitude about something. It is, we're doing things, I tell you this 100 million times. Ingeborg, every time you get uptight, you turn off your body juices, you turn off your enzymes, you turn off your whatever you call them, and you turn off all these things. You know, do it. Do that to yourself. And just how tight you are. And you want to be loose. You want to be mellow. You want to be relaxed. And so when you say, "Oh, what a cute little kitten," you know, immediately you're relaxed. You're loving. You're emoting beauty and love and joy. Now, we should all have a dozen kittens around us all the time. And as soon as the kittens get older, then we pass them off to somewhere else and we get a bunch of new ones. You know? And we keep having new kittens. And Ellen says, "Oh, my goodness," and training them. Yes. Ellen comes to my house in the Hermitage. And I'm doing things, and so I stop. And I sit and I talk with her. Well, the kittens may be out of their house, and so they're running around the room. And Ellen cannot take her eyes off the kittens to look at me. I mean, here she's coming to visit me, to talk to me, and she's always watching the mice, watching the cats as they're running around, the kittens. They're not cats, they're kittens yet. And she says, "They're so excited." She says, "If I had those kittens at my house, she says, I'd get no work done at all." And that's probably quite true. But the thing is, what is Ellen doing? She comes over to my house to get her dynamo recharged again, you know, watching those kittens and her love outgoing. She doesn't think of a dead alias. She thinks of live kittens. Now, when Ellis can 100% think of a live alias, then she will make a great stride. A great stride. Now, has anything ever died in your life, your mom or papa or whatever? If you can, when you think of your mom, do you think of her dead? Do you think of her in a coffin? No. You think of your dad in a coffin? No. You don't think of him dead, you think of him alive. See, so really, they are alive. Now, what we want to do is to get past the point where we think they're dead. Now, why do we want to think that they're dead? Why do we want to think that people die, or that cats die, dogs die, people die, and stuff like that? Why do we want to think that? We want to think that because it's a convenience. If a person is missing in action, that is hell. If a person is dead on the battlefield, that's dead and gone and over with. You dismiss them. But if they're missing in action, they're still living, maybe. They're still living. Now, is I like me out there wandering around in the woods up here someplace? Yes, I would say so. Don't you believe it?
Yes.
Don't you believe it? Do you think that some coyotes come along and had breakfast or something? No. That's a sharp, feral cat. Okay, now. We have trained ourselves so long, our entire lifetime, to kill things off, to destroy things, to end their life, to say they are mortal. It's a mortal sin, you know. It's not a venial sin. My goodness.
Todsünde.
How interesting. What's that, Ellen?
In German, Todsünde.
Yeah, yeah.
What's a strong
sin. Yeah, you see, how terrible. Mm. Now, these are things we've been taught. And they're ingrained in us. And both Ellen and Sylvia and Ingeborg recognized it in German. And immediately when they said it in German, that's terrible. Well, yes. That's meant to be terrible because it's meant to be what you do. What you do. Can you kill the Christ?
No.
Can you kill Jesus?
No.
Did you kill Jesus?
No.
You did every time you went to church and he was up there on the cross. Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, that's where he was. I mean, was that alive, Jesus up there wiggling around saying, hey, this hurts. They say, take those nails out of me. And then when you get the nails out of it, then what do you got?
Yeah, he was
stigmata.
He was hanging there saying, don't believe in the illusion.
Don't believe in the illusion, right? Yeah, but you do. Now, you see, it's up to us to raise Elias from the dead, to raise everything from the dead. And how do we do it? We don't think of them as dead. We think of them as alive. When Ellen thinks of her mother, what's her name?
Tilda.
Hilda?
Tilda. Matilda.
Well, say Matilda. Tilda is a name I hadn't recognized. That's a gentle name, isn't it? All right, Matilda, Dancing Matilda. Mm. Even Dancing Matilda, you didn't dance Matilda. You didn't dance Tilda. You danced Matilda.
Matilda.
Okay, now Matilda. Now, what does Matilda like? I don't care whether you talk about it or not. What does Matilda like? Matilda, see, before you spoke up. You know, you didn't say, Herb, you didn't want us to talk, you know. So, what does Matilda like? Matilda likes this, that, and the other thing. What doesn't Matilda like? Matilda doesn't like this, that, and the other thing. And why am I concerned about what Matilda likes or isn't, doesn't like? She's dead and gone. She's buried. She died years ago, 10, 20 years ago, and she's gone. She came to my seminars. Very charming lady, you know, interested in what I had to say.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to tell her to get another man.
Yes.
And so here I am talking to Matilda, and she's in my seminar, and this is in Switzerland, and she's listening in this large group upstairs in this hotel. Really, really had a nice time. And am I seeing her in her coffin or am I seeing her at the seminar?
The seminar.
Am I seeing her having fun?
Mm.
Yeah. Now, when are we going to start waking up and having fun? When are we going to start waking up and enjoying life and enjoying all that it is instead of living in the past and living in the negative past? We don't need that. And if you like it, you can have it. But we don't need it. And it's very, very wasteful. Very, very wasteful. Now, personally, I don't want that sort of a life. Do you?
No.
All right. Then if you don't want that sort of life, and I don't want that sort of life, what do? We think of the life of living. The life of now. How do you live the life of now? By keeping your attention entirely on the now. In the now, are you doing anything with something dead?
No.
Yes, you are. Every time you make a steak, you're dealing with something dead. Yeah. Every time you eat vegetables, you're dealing with something dead. You chopped them down. You know, we really don't need anything to make us alive. What are we composed of? We're composed of atoms. And what do atoms feed on? Nothing. Atoms have within them all the energy they have the capacity to have, and we cannot add energy to an atom or take energy away from an atom. Now they say they split an atom. Well, they're merely using that energy. They're using that energy that's in the atom. Now, if this is true, then what are we talking about? That we're dead, or that we're alive, or that we need food, or we need water, we need air, we need these things. What are we talking about? Well, that tells us that we are interrelated with our universe. We are we need each other. We need each other, and we don't. Because what did that little lonely atom say on the day of creation? I'm bored.
Yeah.
I have no playmates to play with. He doesn't even know what a playmate is.
No.
He's the only atom.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm bored. He says, I don't... I'm going to hold my breath until something happens. So he did. He held his breath. An atom holding its breath, you know. But he held his breath until he exploded. And when he exploded, oh, he had lots of friends. And they were friends from within him. Within his consciousness. Now, this is what the Big Bang Theory is, and this is what scientists will tell you. This is what people believe. Now, was the atom ever dead?
No.
Is the atom ever going to be dead?
No.
Are any of its atoms going to die?
No.
What scientists want to say, it explodes and keeps growing and growing until it implodes upon itself. And it comes back into its own center, to a single atom. Then it explodes again, outward, and then it implodes again. And this is the theory of explosion and implosion that scientists want us to believe in. But Einstein came along and he says, hey guys, it's not happening. It's not happening. Here it is, 15 billion years since it started, and it's still exploding outwardly at a greater rate than ever before, because there's more to explode. And all it is itself. Never dead, never dying. You call it a dying universe, just changing form.
Mm-hmm.
Not dying. Our bodies, our lives, we're not dying. Do you worship your body, or do you worship your spirit and your soul?
Spirit.
Your mind and your soul, whatever. Yeah. What is it that is immortal?
Spirit.
Yeah. If your body is immortal, you better take care of it. You better have a big bottle here, because you keep dusting off the old cells and getting on new cells. You want to hang on to all that stuff. You know? But your body's not immortal. Your body is just an ever-changing activity of materialism, you know. And that's not your reality. What's your reality? Your reality is your spiritual self, your divine self, your mind self. And this is what it's all about. And this is why there can be no reincarnation. This is why there can be no rebirth. Even though we try to play the game. This scientist, Dr. Sears, who's offering this program, it's a series of lectures that he gave, and he and a number of scientists are practicing it and having great results with it in their life. And it might be interesting for us to listen to him. But it's a series of lectures you paid $500 for to go and hear it in Las Vegas or Washington, wherever it was. But very fascinating, very fascinating. Now, do we want to immortalize our bodies? Do we want to regenerate our bodies? Do we want to return our bodies to our original purity and integrity? Well, it's all mind. It's all mind. Are you ready for that? Yeah, yeah. Well, think about this. Think about this. So long as you go around using was, you're not is. And if you're going to be is, there's no place for was.
Super.
So with that, let's have a wonderful is day. And enjoy yourself as I do.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.